Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Gist with Tina. Still on the early 20s experiences, today we'll be having another speaker share with us his early 20s experiences, basically the things he learned in his early 20s. If this is something you would love to hear or know more about, do stick around and I promise you, you won't regret it. If you're listening via Anchor, please leave us a voice message. If you're listening via Pocket Cast, leave us a comment. You can also follow us on our social media platform and say hi. Let us know if there's anything you would want us to talk about at Gist with Tina. I'll see you guys in another episode. Please do stay safe. I love you guys. Bye.
Well, good day everyone. My name is Godspar MacAfebo. Just as the topic says, I just want to like speak about, you know, things that I learned in my early 20s. Or should I say more of experience. So, well, if I start, I had a whole lot of experience and a whole lot of things I learned in my early 20s, and if I'm to start mentioning every one of them, it's really going to take a whole lot of time. But quickly, first of all, what I learned in my early 20s was self-discovery. You know, as teenagers that we were, we're not like focused, or should I say, let me use me for example. I was not like focused, like I didn't know the paths I was like headed for. It was just like anything goes, like anywhere the train leads me to, that's where I'm just going to end up. It's just like when we were little in secondary school, you would say after going to university I'll be a banker, I will graduate, become a banker, start working in the bank. But over time, when you know, start growing and outlive your age, everything is like going to change. So in essence, one of the first things I learned in my early 20s was self-discovery. I kind of like discovered myself, things I love doing, things I want to do, and the person I really want to like become like in the future. And secondly, I learned about friendship. When I was 15, I had a whole lot of friends, like friends that really didn't, you know, contribute anything to my life. We just like, the friendship was just based on fun. Let me just put it that way. It was just based on fun. We were not thinking anything ahead. But when I got to my late 20s, I found out that, just like they say, 20 kids can't play together for 20 years. So the friends I kept at my early 20s were friends that I could actually benefit something from, either knowledge or people that I can, you know, drag out good examples from. Because it wasn't the same as having friends like 15. We don't normally think of anything. We don't talk about life. We don't talk about our progress generally. So I learned a whole lot about friendship. Like, the friendship you make determines, you know, if not all, but partly what or who you want to become in life. Because let's say you won't become a friend to a robber, or become friends with robbers, and you're not going to be having one of their similarity. If you don't steal, definitely you're going to talk like them. An And if you don't talk like them, definitely you're going to think like them. And if you don't think like them, definitely people are going to look at you just as the way they look at them. So I learned about friendship. That was the second thing. And also personal space. I also learned that it's not like every time you kind of like want to be glaring at people too much, like forcing things that are not really there, just like friendship, for instance. And what you need to understand, some people take it as if, like, I do have friends that we don't talk for a long time. At times we don't talk for months, but I don't see it like, oh, maybe they are having pride or whatsoever. Everything boils down to personal space. Everybody needs that space. So if you see somebody giving you that kind of like, should I say, a green flag, all you have to do is just accord that person personal space. And you to yourself, you need that personal space. Personal space from things that, you know, want to choke you. Just like as I mentioned, let's take for example friendship. If you can't be friends with someone that you know that you're not comfortable like working with, someone that you're not comfortable talking to or talking with, so you just have to isolate yourself. So I also learned about personal space. At times I just go ghost for months. I don't talk to a lot of persons. It's not just because of pride or because I hate them or whatsoever. I feel as at that moment, at the frequency between the both of us does not, you know, really match. So you just leave it for that, you know, moment. So, and also let's talk about some values. Yeah, my early 20s, I learned a whole lot of values. Because just like I said, your early 20s, not just values, morals. Your early 20s is just like a transition to who you want to become. So it's really important for you to not skip any detail at all. And then also perspective. My perspective about life, it's kind of like change in terms of making decisions, in terms of being patient, in terms of being content with what I have, and in terms of me being disciplined, like disciplined generally in all aspects of my life. Because you wouldn't expect me dress the way, let's say for example, dress the way I normally dress when I was 15. You don't expect me dressing that way in my 20s. You don't expect me talking the way I talk when I was like 15 or 14, and the way I talk when I'm in my 20s. So it kind of like taught me discipline also, because you're also go, you know, that's like a transition to who you want to become. And everyone has, at that time, you have people who are definitely looking up to you. You're not like a kid anymore, so definitely people are going to be looking up to you. So I learned discipline also. And mentorship, mentorship, like I said about friendship, who you become friends with are kind of like going to determine partly what you become in life, just like mentorship. If I start mentioning the mentors I have, people I draw, you know, examples for morals, values, and the rest. So what you listen to in your early 20s, it's really quite important. Things you watch, things you see. So that's just that for it. And also habits. You don't expect to be forming, you know, bad habits in your early 20s. Just like some people, let me use a smoker for an example. My early 20s, I had friends. I was like, okay, let's say I have friends that, you know, smoke, but I'm not comfortable smoking. Why? Because let's say common sense already tells us that it's really, really bad for our health, and you would not want like a short run of, just like they say, catching cruise and suffer, on the long term later. So just like I said, discipline. Discipline yourself from, all those bad habits, things that are going to turn into addiction. Like me myself, okay, early 20s, how it is. You're suddenly becoming, let me just say, you just became an adult legally, so you have the luxury to do anything you can. But no, you really don't have that freedom or luxury to act any way you wish. So I feel my early 20s taught me that you abstain from, bad habits that, definitely turn into addiction. Like there was this thing that I found out that I was kind of like getting addicted to. So I had to stop, because if I did not stop, I think on the long run, it's going to turn into an addiction. An addiction is, really, really hard to overcome. It takes therapy and it takes the grace of God and a whole lot of determination. That's why you see chain smokers out there. They can never stop smoking unless they go through therapy and strong determination and, like I said, the help of God also. And lastly, okay, let me just take this as the last one. There are more, but I'm just going to stop here. Self-worth. What I learned in my early 20s is self-worth in terms of friendship, in terms of relationships, in terms of life generally. If you see someone, is disrespecting you, even if the person is sort of like a friend, you don't have to hate that person. You don't have to, blow everything out of proportion. Just like I said, that's what I normally do. If I feel disrespected, I just, instead of to avoid a long-term quarrel, I normally just ghost myself for a long period of time. And it's important you know your self-worth, because if you don't know your self-worth, you're going to be having a whole lot of low self-esteem issues. Someone might just downsize you. And I'm that kind of a person that, whatever someone says, it doesn't get to me. It doesn't get to me. But that doesn't mean I still have to push on when I see someone, trying to not appreciate my efforts and whatsoever. It just simply goes. So that's that for everything. I would have loved to, say a whole lot, because I had a whole lot of experience and I learned a whole lot of things in my early 20s, but I just have to stop here. So rephrasing back, just like I said, self-discovery, friendship, personal space, values, morals, perspective in terms of decision making, patience, contentment, discipline, mentorship, habits, and like the one I just said last, self-worth. So thank you very much, guys. That's about, what, or should I say, not all, some of the things I learned in my early 20s, because there's definitely more. If I should continue, it's going to be like up to like 30 minutes. So I think I'm going to stop here. So thank you very much.